KA Mobile. Good KN4 KFW.
For KFW. Good afternoon. Hope you're doing well.
You going to play tennis?
I thought I might. Yeah. Excuse me. I signed up for a match at 5 o'clock.
But I'm in before the rain sets in, right?
Hopefully, I mean, you know, it's been looking kind of iffy all day, but anyway, you know, the way my luck goes, I'll get out there and play for about 10, 15 minutes, and then it'll start sprinkling rain, and it just gets harder and harder, and finally it runs you off the court, so... But, yeah, it actually, I felt a couple of sprinkles, really, I'm talking just detectable a couple of times last night when we were playing at 6:30, but they didn't, it never did start up, and sorry, I was trying to get around a car there, and so I was grateful for that. Lost the match, but, you know, somebody's got to lose.
Whether you win or lose, it's the exercise and the having a good time and enjoying what you're doing, right?
We're getting paid, you know. You know, I feel sorry for some of these tennis pros. They get out there and they lose and make, you know, $80,000 or $800,000. And I think, oh, God, man, I'd go and play and lose for $800,000.
Man, I'm coming up on a old Ford Falcon station wagon. Hadn't seen one of those in a minute.
Hey, Ford Falcon. I remember a buddy of mine across the street had one, a 60-something model, and light blue, baby blue. And he drove it for years, but I've never seen a station wagon. I'd like to see a picture of that.
Good shape, too. I mean, he's driving away from me. Of course, that ain't saying a lot.
He's probably a lot heavier than you, unless you're driving a big 3/4-ton pickup or something.
Little Honda hybrid.
So, how's that working out as far as the hybrid thing there? Are you getting decent mileage?
55 last tank, so that's pretty good. I've made it 6 days to work and back on 6 gallons, and it's like 55, 56 miles to work and back.
They get better mileage in town, and which is really, you know, a lot of people don't understand that, but with all the braking and all, you get regenerative braking, and it's putting power back into the cell, and heck, I don't know why. Well, anyway, I'm not even gonna go there. But what was I gonna tell you about? Oh, I had a Dodge Colt back in it was a 79 Dodge Colt. Had a 1600 Mitsubishi engine in it, and it was the same design engine as they used in the airplanes that bombed Pearl Harbor. I found that out later. I may not have even bought the car if I'd have known that, but anyway, it was called an MCA jet. It had 3 valves, and it had a little tiny valve that shot a little bit of extra air in there right before or right as the intake valve was opening, And that thing had a good bit of power, but it got 45 miles to the gallon on the highway.
We're back then, and I don't guess I ever seen one of those. Now, in 79, I was driving a F-100.
The thing was, yeah, the American cars had already gone, most of them had gone to solid-state ignition. And this one had points, and so when I would go in and ask for points, the parts guys would argue with me and said it had solid state ignition, and I said, well, I know it doesn't because I've changed points in it. So I said, you better look again. And sure enough, they'd find some points, and but anyway, that was always a hoot. But we went to, I think it held up like 10.6 gallons of gas. And my wife and I went with that thing loaded down with luggage. We went to Fort Lauderdale from Greenville on two tanks of gas.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I had one of those K cars back in the mid-80s. And that, it must have been the last one that rolled off the assembly line, and they put whatever parts they had in it, because if you went and asked for the part for that car, it definitely wasn't the right one.
Then, especially with Chrysler, you know, they had several bins they could pick from, so you might get this kind of alternator, or you might get this kind of alternator. I mean, it just depended on which bin they decided to pick it out of, and so it was And that was true with a lot of the accessory parts, and I don't know, I think some of the other car companies were doing the same thing, so, you know, it was a little, how do you say, they had some variables in there. it's a little more parts specific today, and the way everything's computerized and everything, as long as you know enough about your car to give them the correct information, and the worst case scenario, you might have to give them the eighth digit on your VIN number, which tells them what kind of engine it has.
I forget what other car was around that time for them, but if I asked for a part for it was the exact one I needed.
Surprising. I don't know if it was another breaker in there or not. I heard somebody break the squelch, but I didn't hear any audio. This is KB4 or CPA. Anybody else in there?
Yeah, this is WB4, Fox Echo Echo. Are you okay?
And it was WB4 Fox something Echo, I think. I'm not sure about the suffix.
Yes, it was WB4 Foxtrot Echo Echo.
For Foxtrot Echo Echo, okay. Well, and what's your name, sir?
My name is Dan. I'm at Jeffersonville. This is Center Radio.
David, I'm talking with Ken, and you're real noisy in the repeater, but you are making the repeater. You're solid, but there's a lot of noise in there. So, and you're barely above it. So, if you could do anything, get the higher spot, or if you're on HT, or increase your power, or whatever. Anything to improve your signal would be nice. But anyway, go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I was going to say he's pretty far down in the noise for me. I can barely make him out. KN4 TFW.
Hey, buddy.
Me.
It was a little better, but it's still real soft for me.
Appreciate it. I'll be out of here anyway. This is WB4. Fox Echo Echo, clear.
Thanks for jumping in there, and maybe you can improve your signal some way or another. But anyway, well, so, yeah, I worked with you. I think we had some K cars in codes when I worked for the county back in 90. I worked there from 90 till 95. And we did the code department, you know, like building codes and all that. They had vehicles, and then we did most the majority of our work was police cars and ambulances, and some of the ambulances were gas, and some of them were diesel.
It's hard to think about it. It was a pretty long time ago. That was like 1985, I think, when I had that thing.
But, you know, they would confiscate skate cars. Did I say that right? Confiscate cars, you know, like in a drug bust. If you were stopped and there was drugs in the car and it was, you know, a lot and enough to put you in jail, they would confiscate the car and they'd put it in an impound lot there, which is across the street. And then when the time came, they'd have a big auction, and they'd auction off all the cars that they had, what they called deadline, you know, the kind of service, and they would sell some of those drug cars. I remember somebody getting in this little Chevette, and I just choked my car down. I can't believe that. They got in it to bring it in and, you know, look it over, you know, to make sure it was drivable. And they pulled the driver's sun visor down and a bag of pot landed in their lap. So they had to call the drug guys back out there.
You're talking about that Chevette. I had a buddy in high school. He had about a 66 model Mustang, and he traded that thing in on a Chevette. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because the way he drove that Chevette, he could wear out a set of front tires at 10,000 miles.
Well, I'll never forget. It was dark blue. It was a four-door, and it was... in fact, well, no, this was a different one because they didn't even start it up. I don't think. Well, maybe they did. Maybe they had to start it up to move it. But I know it wasn't driven or serviced or anything. And a guy paid $100 for it in the auction and started it up and drove it off.
Find those deals like that anymore.
What makes me remember that is they had this little go-kart, and it was just a bare-bones go-kart. It just had four tires, steering wheel, you know, gas, brakes. It had a little dinky, like, 3.5-horse, you know, engine on it, and nothing fancy at all. And that thing sold for $125. And then right after that Chevette sold for $100, and the guy that drove it off the lot, you know, and I'm just thinking, oh, man, those people really wanted that go-kart.
They'd probably be, what, $5,000, those cars like that?
And they could get some of that stuff pretty cheap. I remember there was an Infiniti, and found out later that the auction people actually had somebody bidding in the crowd to push the price up. You know that kind of stuff never happens. But anyway, and so they sold that Infiniti. It was like 30. I think it was the high dollar thing back then. Back in the 90s, $35,000 was a lot more money than it is now. And of course, it was used, but it was taken good care of. And they went down a couple of cars, and then they sold them, and then they came back to the and said, "Oh, folks, we got to redo the Infiniti. You know, somebody made a mistake and they weren't bidding, and they thought they were bidding or something like that." And so they had to redo it all over again. It went a little cheaper, but that little trick backfired on them that time.
Dad's selling a few cars at the car auction and that, and going there. And matter of fact, I live kind of right behind that Whitey's Auto Auction, but, you know, I ain't never been over there to see what they had. It's usually just somebody else's headache, you know, and you can't never tell what you're getting. And nowadays, they're getting premium prices for something that's got 250,000 miles on it.
CPA. I'm not buying a car with... I wouldn't buy a car with 150,000 miles on it. Now, back in the day, we'd buy them for, you know, with like 100, 120, and just so we could afford to put our girls, we put both our girls through private school, and it was quite expensive, and but we could manage it as long as we drove used cars. And we actually had a friend that owned the car lot that went to the church, and she gave us a real low interest rate, and you know, because she knew we would pay, and we got to pay her by the month instead of paying her by the week and that kind of thing. She gave us some privileges and gave us good prices on some, you know, used cars. We bought cars from her for several years until the girls got out of school.
You got some contacts like that.
It was a good contact, and there was a great family, you know, we just enjoyed, I enjoyed watching the kids grow up. In fact, they grew up and became part of the business and stuff like that. So, and the fact that they're still open out there on Wild Horse Road, as far as I know, but anyway, certainly worked out well for us at the time. Well, I'm sitting here at the club, and I'm gonna the sports club, and I'm gonna run in and warm up my knees a little bit before I start playing at 5. And so anyway, but good talk to you, Ken. You have a good evening, and we will talk to you later, and just pray the rain holds off. 73 is off the ground for your final, K4 CPA.
Hi, 73 Dave. Certainly enjoyed it. Helped me get back to the house. I'm almost there myself. So play well and don't get hurt, and hope the rain stays off for you, and I look forward to catching you another day. KN4 TFW. For HKX, Ken, you still there? Yeah, I'm still here. I'm over here on Wade Hampton Boulevard. How are you doing today, Patrick?
I am doing good. I'm out here on Wade Hampton myself.
Wednesday?
Wednesday over here, also trying to fill in some gaps, and Thursday got a little heavy. Morning.
Off about, I don't know, 12 minutes after, something like that. It was quiet. It was just me and Al for a little while.
That's right. I heard you this morning talking to Al. I was sitting in the kitchen getting ready to eat breakfast. I got my little handy talkie with me then, but I'm busy doing everything else. I can't talk.
Look on HD and be quiet and eat breakfast at the same time.
And Mike this morning. Mike went in late this morning, so he was there.
Ed, was he just running the route late?
Way behind, so I'm assuming that's all it was.
You haven't heard him the last two mornings.
All the rain they're calling for today.
It's supposed to come in tonight, isn't it?
I don't think they know anymore at all. They just call it hour by hour because it changes constantly anymore.
They get paid well at, and you don't have to be even close to right. bad thunderstorms last week and that, and then they never really happened.
Yawning. But yeah, I think it's supposed to rain all weekend is what they're saying this time.
You cut my grass, I guess maybe I can do some of it this afternoon. Looks like it's fairly dry over here right now. And then, yeah, it's going to be ugly probably this weekend. You can't do anything but sit in the house.
To Charlotte Friday and get my taxes done, so I'll be driving in the rain down there.
Ask Charlotte to get them done?
I don't know what it is, because I'm not a tax guy or an accountant, but there's something about this tool business, the way the taxes are done on it, that most of these guys don't understand or something, I don't know, is what I've been told, and this is what everybody uses. This lady here in Charlotte, I mean, she does a lot of taxes for tool guys.
Hold on a minute, let me get back then. Get here, and that, well, as bad as I hate to, I'm going to have to say 73, and I enjoyed it. I hope your evening goes well and you get back home safe, and I guess tomorrow's Thursday, so I look forward to catching you on the radio. Hopefully it ain't going to be pouring down rain. And that KN4TFW.
Good evening, and good luck getting your grass cut, or at least most of it, this evening before it starts raining. And I'll talk to you in the morning. KO4HKX, clear.